Holding the attention of future scientists and engineers can be tricky. So in Juno, a group of STEM advocates, that's science, technology, and engineering and math, are working on a database to make it easy for teachers and students to connect professionals who work in those fields every day. KTOO's Adeline Baxter reports.
For a town of its size, Juno has an impressive number of professionals with scientific backgrounds. Jordan Watson is a fisheries scientist at NOAA.
From mining expertise and engineering, kind of geology, we have the glacial, we have University of Alaska Southeast, University of Alaska Fairbanks has fisheries here, we have NOAA fisheries, we have all the state organizations. We have so many different expertise here, and in such a small town, it would seem a shame to not be using it in the classrooms.
He and other members of Southeast Exchange, or C, wanted to find a way to bring all those resources to teachers. They hosted a networking event recently to help bridge that gap. About 150 educators and STEM professionals came to network and register in C's directory. The goal is to create a database where teachers can search a topic like glaciers or bridge building and immediately find contact info for someone local with expertise in that field. For science and math educators, the opportunity to bring a professional into the classroom is not just a respite from the daily grind of teaching. Carol May used to be an engineer, but found herself drawn to education. Now, she's a statistics and computer science teacher at Thunder Mountain High School.
I can tell the kids, when I was an engineer, I did this, but that was a long time ago. It doesn't have the same credibility as somebody who's actually doing it day to day.
Thunder Mountain High School already hosts one very successful STEM collaboration. About 8 years ago, UAF professor Shannon Atkinson approached the school administration about creating a partnership between the campus and the school. It led to juniors and seniors re-articulating a marine mammal skeleton in class each semester. They learn about anatomy, ecology, and environmental stewardship along the way. TMHS marine sciences teacher Kristen Wells said somewhere between 300 and 400 students have taken the class to date, earning both high school and college credit.
Well, it's a beautiful pairing that they get to actually work on a marine mammal that there is marine policies that don't allow us that access. So it's incredible that we get that access through this partnership, and the kids really value that.
By the end of the networking event, 80 teachers and 63 community members had registered in C's directory, paving the way for more dissections and skeletal articulations to come. In Juno, I'm Adeline Baxter.